When Ron Van Dam talks, people listen. And then they say, what the hell is this guy going on about? You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Oh my God.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
You gotta be kidding me, are you serious? Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I'm the one in the middle. How you doing? Good to be with you. My God, do I have allergies this morning? My ears are tearing. I'm choking up on my own throaty, voicey phlegm stuff. Oh my gosh. Do you have allergies too? Huh? Answer me. When I have allergies, my eyes turn red and they start tearing and I look like I'm very sad. I look tremendously sad. I look like someone just broke up with me and I care about it. I look forlorn is what I look tragically depressed. I look horrible. Ron, are you okay? You look very sad. You look like you've been crying all night.
Yes, I have. I have been crying.
It's just allergies, you idiot. It's pollen. Pollen is out to get me. You know, when it snows and snow gets like in the air, I don't sneeze from that. But when trees decide to screw me over and make me look like I'm crying and stuff up my nose and give me all kinds of symptoms, I get a little upset. I told you before, I always thought it was pollen, tree pollen and stuff like that, and grass pollen and pollen. But then I went to the doctor and he put me through a series of tests and he said, well, yeah, I mean, you do have pollen allergies, but I think it's more that you're allergic to people. And I said to my doctor, you know, that makes sense. He told me to stay away from people, and I said, I'm going to. Thank you, doctor. And I gave him an extra dollar as a tip. I actually tipped my doctor. When they tell me something good, Ron, your blood pressure is under control. That's really good. Well, thank you, doctor. Here's $5. Well, thank you, Ron. That's a little tip for you. Go take your family out for dinner at Wendy's or something. Here's a little tip. I tip my doctor. Yeah, sure, why not? If my doctor does a good job, they deserve a little extra something. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'll give my doctor a little piece of wrapped candy. Because I appreciate their cervix. Anyway, welcome to the show. You know what my name is. I don't know who you are. This makes it a little bit uneven, you know what I'm saying? You know my name. You listen to the program. I don't know who you are. And that makes it a little uncomfortable. I think I should know who you are. Did you hear that Sweden and Finland have given their application to join NATO to NATO? Sweden and Finland want to, join up, man, you know, which I think is great. So they put their applications in. At first, the applications were rejected because they didn't put in their proper address. But then they said, why don't you apply again? The problem is that Sweden and Finland have to undergo urine tests. You can't join NATO without a urine test. We all know that, don't we? Yeah, there's a little bit of a process involved. If you're accepted, they have to haze you. Everybody in Sweden has to wear shorts and, you know, dump a bucket of ice on their head. It's a little hazing thing that NATO loves to do. NATO's crazy. It's part of the joining exercise. It's the initiation, you know. So they want to join up NATO during the NATO thing. NATO's a very good organization. They have picnics, I think, the third Tuesday of every month. It's a lot of fun. You get magazine and you get their free newsletter. It's not bad joining NATO. I think you have to be 50 years old or older. That's AARP. I'm confusing NATO and AARP. NATO and AARP almost have the same letters. Actually, they have no letters in common. Well, the A. NATO has an A as a second letter. AARP has an A as the first and second letter. AARP wins. Yeah, so Finland and Sweden want to join up, man. You know, like it's an all-volunteer NATO now. You know, it's not mandatory anymore. You can put in your application. We'll review it. We'll get back to you. We'll send you a little letter in the mail. I'm very sorry to inform you that your application has been denied. Because we're all full up now. If a nation drops out, you'll be the first to be considered. Your grades are not that good. We spoke to your guidance counselor, and you're a little bit of a problem. So sorry, NATO. You can't join NATO. Can't join NATO. Of course, once you do join NATO, the fees are outlandish. Oh, my God. The fees are like something like $50,000 a year, but you can get points. The more you join NATO, the more points you get, and free air miles. It's not a bad deal, really. Free towing up to 72 miles. And for Sweden and Finland, that's doable. They're very skinny countries, but they're not very wide. Okay, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, my joining NATO bit, I hope you enjoyed it. I'll be touring. Ron, that was an incredible bit. Where'd you get that? It's not a question of that. How are you? How you doing? Good to be with you on this fine day. I don't know what part of the country you live in. It could be raining. Or a tornado could be heading your way, so maybe it's not a fine day. I really don't know. It's difficult for me to say. But, you know, the day is whatever you make of it. You know, if you're going to walk through the day with allergies, complaining about it, and complaining about countries joining NATO, you're not going to have a good day. You have to be like a cheerleader. You have to just look at everything and say, well, you know, as ugly as it is, it's really beautiful inside. Oh, God, not one of you, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Is she pretty? Is she pretty? She has a great personality. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And that goes for men, too. Is he a handsome guy? He's really funny. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, my nose. My God. Excuse me. This is awful. I can't go out in public like this. I'm going to have to put some pants on. I ran into somebody yesterday. Unfortunately, it was with my car, and I apologize profusely. I ran into somebody yesterday, an acquaintance that I hadn't seen since I was like 2 years old. I think we shared a bassinet at one point in our lives. And I ran into this person, and we were talking about food. It's one of my favorite topics because when I'm through talking about it, I get very hungry, and then I do have some food, and it's like the circle of life. So we're talking about food, and she says to me, "Well, I don't cook." And I said, "What do you mean you don't cook? you don't have time?" "No, I don't cook. I don't really. I'm not a good cook. I never learned how to cook." "Excuse me? I don't cook. I don't know how to cook. "Did you just say you didn't know how to cook?" "Yes." "Do you know how to breathe?" "Yes, I did learn that." Why would someone have to teach you how to cook? "You can't cook anything." I can cook spaghetti. "What do? You boil water and you put the spaghetti in the box into the boiling water until it's edible and then you eat it?" "Yes." "Well, then you can cook." See, cooking is nothing other than heating things up. You see this little slab of chicken? "I don't know how to cook." You take a pan and you heat the pan up. You take the chicken, put it in the pan, heat it up on both sides. Then you sit down, you eat it. "But I almost killed somebody like that because it wasn't cooked through." "Well, then cook it through. What the hell's wrong with you?" "I can cook cereal." "What?" "Yeah, I can take cereal out of the box, put it in a bowl, and add milk."
"Wow. I guess you really can't cook." "You can't cook.
Did you ever open up a can of tuna fish?"
"Yes."
"You drain it."
"No, I don't know how to do that."
"And then you add a little mayonnaise."
"With a spoon? Do you use a spoon to—"
"Yes, a spoon." "If you really want to get creative, you take a stalk of celery. They sell those things in the store. You dice it up."
"Sorry, what, dice? Dice it?"
"Yeah, you into small pieces and add that. That's if you really want to get crazy. And then you put it between two slices of bread."
"Whoa, that's a great recipe."
"You're an idiot. You know what? You're an idiot." Any time I hear a man or a woman say, "Well, I eat out a lot because I don't know how to cook." Do you know how to put your pants on? Do you know how to put? Did anybody teach you how to put your pants on, or did you figure that out yourself? If someone had to teach you how to put your pants on, we've got a problem here. And the problem is worse than pollen. You got a problem. We all put our pants on the same way. We're all the same. We put our pants on over our head. We all put our pants on the same way.
"Well, actually, Ron, you put your pants on through your legs."
Oh, okay. Did not know that. Seriously, I don't know. I just don't know. Things have gotten very, very weird lately. But they've always been weird. If you want to find out how weird things have always been, all you need to do is go to YouTube. They have videos of everything on YouTube. It must be one hell of a closet that they keep all those videos in. There's a video on everything in YouTube. All you have to do is just type in or say what you want to see, and there are like 50 videos about everything. From how to write with a pencil to the oddest pornographic concepts you've ever heard of in your life. Everything's on YouTube. Go to YouTube and ask to see footage from the 1960s or the 1970s or the 1950s or the 1940s or the 1930s or the 1920s or the 1910s or before they even had video. And you will find that every single decade, every single year in our lives was horrifically screwed up. I mean, horrifically screwed up. Riots, shootings, people doing insanely ridiculous things, political uproar of idiots destroying democracy. You'll find it in basically every year. Prices through the roof, depressions, recessions, politicians saying stupid things, regular people saying stupid things, incredibly moronic situations, incredibly dangerous situations. This isn't the first time things have been so stupid. But Ron, what about the pandemic? It's not the first pandemic. As a matter of fact, in previous pandemics, before we had medicines and technology, people were just certainly dying anyway because of pandemics, because we didn't have any cures for them. We didn't have any communications about them. We didn't have anything. It was far worse. All you have to do is refresh yourself on how horrible things used to be. And you'll see. Does it make things better right now? But you don't feel like you're being singled out living in a horrible time. All times were horrible. There's been wars, famine, death, all through our existence. It's just we weren't knowing about it. It wasn't thrown in our faces. As I've said so many times on this show, if there's a guy in New Delhi, India, who lost a toe in a fishing accident, we're going to know about it. Do I need to know that a guy in New Delhi lost his toe? No. Do I need to know that there's a New Delhi down the street? Yes. I want to know about that New Delhi. I like Delhi food. It's just all bad for me. I see these loaves of bologna hanging in the window. I don't know why they're hanging in the window. It seems very cruel to bologna to do that. Do you ever get past one of these Oriental delis? They actually have ducks hanging by their necks in the window. I don't know why this doesn't bother anybody. I don't get it. Why are you hanging ducks in the window by their necks? It's not really proper right now. Yeah. Sorry, we do some very odd things. We really do. When you drive by a church, there's a statue of a guy on a cross, and sometimes there'll be little drops of blood coming out of his wrists. That's very odd. I get it. I get the story. But why is there a statue outside of the building with a guy being crucified? That's not right. Well, Ron, I don't care whether it actually happened or not. You don't put dead people on a cross in front of a building. What kind of message does that send? Are we a civilized people that we're displaying in front of a building somebody half naked on a cross, nailed to it? What? It's a little bit odd. It's not a religious comment. It's just when you just look at it, it's a very odd display. I can't imagine a child, looking out a car window and seeing a guy nailed to a cross in front of a building. And then the explanation is, well, that's Jesus. He was an incredible man. But why is he? Why are they displaying that outside of a building? It's like driving by a building and seeing Santa Claus nailed to a tree. What? Well, Santa Claus is the person who gives gifts to children. But he's nailed to a tree. And he's dead. He's slumped over and nailed to a tree. Anyway, don't get me started. Do not get me started here. I get it. I know. I'm just pointing out some of the oddities in the scheme of things. That's all I'm doing. It's all I'm doing. I have a very interesting guest coming up momentarily. But before we do that, yeah, I know this show is a little odd, a little bit too honest. I get it. Nobody's getting hurt here. Everybody's fine. Calm down. It's going to be all right. Not a big deal. Everything's fine. We'll be right back after this short commercial word. Did you ever get your restaurants and your automobile repair place? That's hard to say. Automobile repair places. You ever get those two confused, restaurants and automobile repair place? Do you ever get that confused? It happens.
Hey, this is Bobby Marone, former heavyweight contender. But I hung up my boxing gloves to bring you...
It's headshots, Bobby.
Headshots? The hell is that?
It's your restaurant, Bobby? Your Italian restaurant?
No, that's not right.
Trust me, okay?
I think it's Carpots. I'm in Carpots. Because I know Carpots.
Can you maybe just read the weekly specials and then we're done?
You need your breaks done?
Read the specials, Bobby.
Chicken piazzole. The hell is that?
Pretty sure it's chicken with tomato sauce and peppers and pasta.
$14 for that? Jesus, what a ripoff. Maybe I should be offering a special on replacing alternators.
That's not what you do.
This week only, we'll check your transmission and change your oil.
Maybe get back to the specials.
Now that's worth $14.
Mention nice.
My name, Bobby Marone, and I'll rotate your tires.
Thursday night is ravioli night. How about you read that one for me, Bobby?
Check engine light coming on.
Bobby?
My guys will just rip out the wires. You don't need
guys,
that.
Guys, he's not coming
Got
back.
Got a tail light out? Our expert technicians will replace it for you. At Headshots. What a stupid name for a Carpots place.
It's not that great for a restaurant, either.
There's a restaurant called Headshots? I'd go there.
Jeff Tinsley joins us now. He's founder of Real Me, which is a platform that provides in-app background checks. I think we need this. Jeff, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Ron.
It's a pleasure.
And good morning to you.
Yeah. And same to you. You know, as we look to make our lives better, we have to be a little bit careful. And that goes for just about everything that we encounter these days, unfortunately. Let's start with the story of a particular person who wanted to get on a dating site and meet somebody and had some not so great results. Tell me about this story.
Oh, gosh. I don't love digging into the details of this particular story too much.
But,
you know, there are, as everybody knows, so many dating sites out there. They're very popular. And unfortunately, what's happened is that over time, it's become far too common for people to have gotten hurt. And in this particular case, I'm not even going to mention the site on which it happened. Mm-hmm. You know, a victim that actually led to an ultimate death.
Yes.
And it's becoming far too common. And it's something that we're hoping that people in the United States are becoming aware of so that they become more wary. Like you said, not that we need something, yet another thing to worry about. Yeah. There's enough going on in this world. But the reality is that the problems that are happening online, not just in dating environments, but in all these environments where you're meeting strangers, is the numbers are pretty shocking.
Yeah, and it would make sense that they are shocking, and it's kind of a wonder to me why maybe we're not aware of just how shocking these numbers can be. There are a few very popular dating sites, and you're not mentioning which particular one was responsible for this person's death, but there are many dating sites that do not really vet very properly. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, the issues that are out there are really, the problems are quite prevalent. Yeah. We've run some nationwide studies to understand what is really going on out there. They're going backward, well, really starting from the simple. The fact of the matter is that a lot of profiles out there are completely fake. Sure. That's one big issue that people know. Yeah. They say that 30 to 50% of the profiles out there on dating sites are actually just fake.
Yeah.
And a lot of what's going on is that, people are setting up these fake accounts in order to scam people, right, and worse. Right. So on the scamming side, actual scamming, revenue scams were 6 times higher in 2019. They're up. It continues to grow. And then here's the really awful part. In our nationwide study, we came to find out that almost around 30% of the population has been a victim of scam, frauds, mm-hmm, or even worse. And we're talking about cases like the one where the outcome is as bad as it can be.
Yes.
And I'm shocked that more media outlets, like ours, aren't talking about this problem, that people are truly getting hurt out there. Mm. And there are simple ways to, there's solutions to these problems. And that's what we've been working on for quite a while now.
Well, legally, I know that the dating sites probably don't want any responsibility for what could occur. Does this mean that this responsibility now lays really solely upon the dater?
Well, here's the good news. We all have to be careful. Let's start there,
yeah,
right? With everything that we do. I think that the awareness through people like you, mm-hmm, Ron, is going to be helpful for the world, so that maybe they're a little bit more careful when they're getting introduced, they're meeting a stranger, online, and then eventually in person if they're dating, and they're going to be a little bit more careful and do their work to understand a bit more who that person is, what their history is. So we're all responsible for our own lives, of course, and our safety. At the same time, there is more that these sites can easily do to help people know who they're going to date and who these people are, what is their history. And it's not just about your background in terms of have you committed felonies? Have you been convicted of abuse and that sort of thing?
Right.
I mean, a lot of the time, much of the time, of course, you have people out there that are headed down this path, and their behavioral history, the history of their relationships, will tell you a bit more about them. So what fortunately we're starting to see is more dating sites adopt RealMe, and what RealMe does is make it simple to, we help these sites actually verify that people are who they say they are. They're actually real people, so you're less prone to getting scammed by someone outside, by getting scammed, and right, which is, as I said, the scams are up significantly.
Yes, yeah.
And then you can actually learn more about their actual criminal court record history, as well as read personal references about the individual. So, and good and bad. Not all of this is negative. Some of what we're trying to do is show the good in people, of course. Like, so the personal reference is part of what we do. Imagine you go to a dating site, you look up someone, they look attractive, and you can read, well, this person is a gentleman, they open doors, they're really charming. Maybe they weren't for you, but they're a wonderful person. You can learn more about them, so you know who you're engaging with. You're not going to engage with someone that is potentially going to be a scamster or even worse.
Yeah, true. So your services are tailored for the business aspect. Can an individual take use your service as well?
So, RealMe is powering, working with a lot of dating sites already,
mm-hmm,
and we're hoping to see some of the biggest ones come, start working with, right, us very soon. So that when you visit those sites and you're looking at someone's profile, You can see if they're a real person. They've been verified, and you're only a click away from learning more about that person. But there are other sites like mylife.com that allow you to look someone up. If your dating site in particular hasn't yet adopted RealMe, you can easily go and look somebody up.
Sorry, so but if I went on a dating site, would it indicate on the site that RealMe is engaged in this particular site?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. So
good.
You'll see a RealMe stamp of verification that somebody is real.
Good.
And then you can click on the link to actually learn more about them.
Because,
and so
that's good, because that should be the service that is offered by the dating site itself, and thus more users would be going to that site because they have been verified.
Right. Yeah. The good part is that it's a third party kind of trusted source for doing this.
Good.
And here's some other final good news. I'm glad you're talking about this with your audience, like we said, so that everybody can just be a little bit more careful if their site hasn't yet integrated RealMe. You know, the other thing that is going on is, fortunately, there's finally legislation coming about. Utah has been discussing legislation. Connecticut actually just passed a law related to the requirement that that the dating sites verify people and run background checks or notify their users that they don't. And really, so finally, and it's about time, finally, there's some movement, there's some action to address these major issues, because nobody wants these horrible outcomes. You know, nobody wants to read these stories in the news about these people that were, you know, in these horrifying situations. And we think that, you know, there's a simple, you know, there are just simple ways in order to, you know, reduce these outcomes. It's not like they're never going to happen, but I think we all have, these sites have a responsibility for making their sites safer.
Well, yes. I mean, you can be hit by a bus any day, but you want the bus to have good brakes on it. So,
I like that.
Thank God for, establishments like yours, because anybody that's looking for something is partaking in a service and becomes vulnerable. Some people date because they want to, and they're lonely and such. And, you know, these people get preyed upon. I would venture to say everybody's scammed every day of the week. They just don't know. They just don't know about it half the time.
It's probably true. It's just in some cases, these scams and, you know, these other things that are happening are just far worse than your common everyday kind of getting taken advantage of kind of thing. The issues just continue to grow. I mean, I've read stories about people losing hundreds of thousands of dollars to these scam artists.
Yes.
They make you feel like they're in love with you.
Yeah.
All of a sudden they have a financial issue. Mm-hmm. You need to send them some money, but it would have been easy to just look them up, see that they have this person has a history of those behaviors, and you would be able to avoid it altogether.
Pretty much so. How can people get more information about RealMe?
Well, hoping that the main way we can kind of create a movement here is making sure that the individuals that are using dating sites are telling those dating sites if they haven't incorporated RealMe into the service, writing to them and asking them to incorporate RealMe so that they can be safer.
That's the main thing.
But, you know, I just encourage your listeners, if you are dating online, it is a must that you check out the backgrounds, the histories of the people that you're going to engage with. And you can go to sites like mylife.com in order to check them out. Right. And hopefully your dating site actually has incorporated RealMe. And you have to click the button to check out the person.
Well,
there.
I mean, you don't have to say this, but I will. Let's use dating sites that do have that incorporated, and that's about the end of that. That's me talking.
Good point.
That's me talking.
That's an easy solve.
Okay. thanks so much for your time today. It's been very impressive and very important, obviously.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you for having me. Thanks for getting the word out. This is important.
Very important. Jeff Tinsley, founder of RealMe. Thank you so much. Well, that'll do it for me today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Oh, it's going to be new. Oh, I might be using some of the same words, but in various contexts that have nothing to do with what I use them in today. So find out how that happens tomorrow on this program. But until then, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, as you deliberate, I wish you tons of peace.